ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் தி சப் ஆஃப் தி சப்கான்ஷியஸ் மைண்ட், பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
Merging with Shiva, Lesson 184, Fathoming the Unfathomable. Yes, two different reactionary thoughts of a similar vibration sent into the subconscious at different times under similar psychological conditions create a third different subconscious happening. This happening registers in the subconscious and continues to vibrate there until it is dissolved and reabsorbed within the subconscious itself. If psychological structures build up as problems in the subconscious and are not resolved, they can inhibit or hold back the superconscious. One then easily feels depressed and subject to many lower emotions. Then the concept that one is a self-effulgent being seems quite distant indeed. When the subconscious buildup is problem-free, superconsciousness is there, bringing success and well-being. The subconscious concerns us primarily as the state of mind which relates to congested subconscious force fields, or vasanas, caused by two similar intense emotional reactions at psychological moments. The resultant, deeply suppressed emotions are puzzling to the seeker because unless he is able to resolve through periodic review of his subconscious, he may find them welling up from within him unbidden, and he knows not why. The subconscious influences us when we are encountering an experience similar to one that caused one of the two component reactions. This releases highly unexpected emotional responses in obvious reactions and new behavior patterns, some positive, some negative. The hybrid formation continues to react within the subconscious mind until resolved. Once understood, the mystery is gone. The vasana loses its emotional power. To a very great extent, it is the subconscious that harbors our subliminal aspirations, self-esteem, impulses toward success, neurosis, and overall psychological behavior. An example of this state of mind is as follows. A young man goes to an office party and accidentally spills coffee on his suit. Being a gentle, shy man, he becomes embarrassed and emotionally upset when everyone turns to look at him. Many months later, he attends his sister's wedding. In her excitement at the reception, she accidentally spills tea upon a beautiful new sari. She is naturally embarrassed. But it is a psychological moment for him, intensified by his attachment to his sister, and he becomes more embarrassed for her than she is for herself. A year later, he discovers that each time he attends a social gathering, his solar plexus becomes upset. His digestion is affected. He gets a headache and has to leave. The fear mechanism, stimulated by the subconscious mind, is protecting him from another upsetting condition among a group of people. This continues for a number of years until the subconscious, in a semi-dream state, reveals itself to him and he sees clearly how the two reactionary thought patterns caused by the dual experiences met and merged and gave rise to a different conscious experience, the indigestion, the headaches, and the dread of being among people. Once the obstacle was resolved in the light of understanding, he would be able to be among people in gatherings without these ill effects. Merging with Shiva, Lesson 185, The Mind's Potent Alchemy. It is only when the emotionally charged experiences that go into the subconscious are of a strictly instinctive nature that the subconscious is uncomely or not beneficial and becomes a strong hindrance to well-being. On the other hand, experiences of a positive, intellectual, or spiritual nature merging in the subconscious can create a subconscious that is quite dynamic and helpful, giving courage and competence in worldly affairs. Feelings of security, love, and compassion can come up from the subconscious during psychological moments in one's life to counteract and eliminate or subdue feelings of jealousy, hatred, and anger, which are natural to the instinctive mind. For example, a man's business flourishes during the summer. The next winter, he experiences great exhilaration and satisfaction in winning his skiing competition. The summer success and the winter accomplishment merging in the subconscious create a third, different impression which builds an abiding confidence and impulsion toward future victory. The next year, he goes into his second business and again prospers. His competitors wonder how he has avoided the seasonal ebbs and flows of this particular business. How has he been so lucky, they wonder. The strong impression of being successful planted in the subconscious has created a positive habit pattern for the forces of the subconscious to flow through. The subconscious can also be formed by the blending of strong, intuitive, religious, or mystical impressions. For instance, a devotee has an elevating vision of a deity in the early morning dream or a conscious vision during meditation. A year later, while meditating, he has the experience of flying through the akasha in his astral body. These two impressions merge in the subconscious and create a deep-seated faith and unwavering certainty in the inner reality. Such vasanas bring up courage and eliminate the fear of death, replacing it with the assurance that life is eternal, the soul is real, and the physical body is but a shell in which we live. Now we have seen that the subconscious state of mind can be beneficial, or it can hold impressions that are actual obstacles in our path that must eventually be dealt with and overcome. Both positive and negative impressions can lie vibrating within it at the same time without interfering one with another. Merging with Shiva, Lesson 186, Resolution Through Dreams. Through the powers of meditation, one can straighten out a few of the subconscious mind's predominant misprogrammings that cause tendencies that make us act in certain ways. The subconscious mind can be understood consciously when the thoughts which created this sub are traced. These will usually be found when the conscious mind is at its lowest ebb. When resting, it is possible to study the sub of the subconscious mind with ease. The body is relaxed, and the conscious mind has loosened its hold on external objects. When study has commenced, trace through the thought pictures consciously, without disturbing the overall picture. Take into consideration the fact that all thought stems from a series of influences within the ego. These influences take form and shape in thought. When you manifest pictures before you, trace them to their conception by holding the consciousness lightly over the mind, blotting out all distractions that may creep into the mind in an effort to disturb your consciousness. Take your findings whatever they may be, and consciously think them through until all doubts have been dispelled. You will then find that through your conscious effort, the sub of the subconscious mind has been understood consciously as well as subconsciously. Generally, this process occurs automatically. We resolve the obstacle in the dream state. When we meditate deeply before sleep, we pass through the dream world and enter superconsciousness. From here, the work is done on the sub-subconscious mind. Should we try to remember these dreams or analyze them and meditate at the same time, we would re-impress them again in the subconscious and strengthen these same patterns and tendencies. When we have had a long series of peculiar dreams, often this is the subconscious mind working out these habit patterns and tendencies and throwing them back into the subconscious to be programmed beautifully and correctly, to clear the subconscious of uncomfortable happenings, especially if you are living a good religious life and performing regular sadhana, you can simply command it to clear itself. It will do so during the in-between dream state that you have experienced just before awakening. Therefore, the advice is, when you are going through your first stages of unfoldment, clarifying and reprogramming the sub of the subconscious mind, do not analyze your dreams. Merging with Shiva, lesson 187. Not analyzing your dreams. When the ego functions in subconscious or subconscious dream states, situations are created. These situations, remembered, while in a conscious state termed awake, will create on the conscious plane similar happenings. Here again, we have a manifestation of the subconscious mind in the dream. It is apparent that we dream things that we could not have possibly thought up. Such dreams are a conglomeration of seemingly unrelated happenings that pass through the mind. The unrelated happenings do, however, re-impress the subconscious and conscious mind, if remembered, and in turn impress the subconscious again, and similar happenings are created in our everyday life. This perhaps is hard to believe, but as each of us thinks back over our life, we can pick instances where this rings true. To change this picture, use the power of the subconscious mind to clear its sub and release within you the full abundance you were born to live. When using the subconscious mind and manifesting control over this situation, take into consideration that it is not able to eradicate the vibration, but during sleep your subconscious will make it possible for you to continue working out the rate of vibration created while in the dream state and remembered while awake. Simply tell your subconscious mind, when you are in the process of remembering a dream, to work out the remaining particles of that experience during sleep rather than recreating it on the physical plane. When awakening after having some bad dreams, say to yourself, "Great, I must have really started reprogramming the sub of the subconscious mind last night. I certainly should be feeling more positive with a stronger will in a day or two." The key is to forget about your dreams as soon as you awaken if you are practicing attention, concentration, and meditation. When the ego wakes up from sleep, the physical body should immediately be put into action. To go back into the state of sleep immediately after naturally becoming conscious causes the five positive currents to be unconventionally depolarized. The ego passes into the subconscious regions. Merging with Shiva, lesson 188, helpmate or hindrance. The sub of the subconscious mind can and does create situations of an uncomely nature. The sub-subconscious mind, through its natural magnetism, attracts so-called temptations and unhappy conditions. The conscious mind, weakened by harmful practices, falls into this self-created trap. There the ego seemingly suffers between the subconscious thoughts that created the sub, the ego's conscious expressions, and its sub-superconscious knowing. Guilt is one of the results of this state, also pride and anguish. These are a few of the qualities resulting from the sub-subconscious state of mind. When the sub is controlled, through a deep understanding of its inner workings, the ego or consciousness is free from being bound in identifying itself with the mind, body, and emotions. The ego or consciousness can then progress toward the dynamic realization of your real self beyond the mind that is under your control. Otherwise, the ego is caught in the cross-section between the conscious mind and its sub-superconscious knowing, resulting in superstition, ideology, fanaticism, and an argumentative nature. The sub-subconscious mind is very simple. We can compare it to kumkum, the red powder worn as a dot on the third eye, which is a combination of yellow turmeric and pale green lime juice. We can also liken it to ice, formed when water meets with freezing temperatures. Cooking is perhaps the best common example. We place vegetables in a pot on a stove or fire, and we add the delicious curries. With the heat coming up from beneath the pot, the ingredients merge together as one. The vegetables no longer taste like they formerly did, neither do the spices. It is not possible to separate the vegetables from the spices once the cooking has begun. A traumatic emotional experience occurs and is recorded in the subconscious. This we liken to placing the vegetables into the pot. 8 months later, a similar experience occurs and is reacted to with equal emotion. It happens and is reacted to. It goes into the same pot the vegetables have joined the spices. The subconscious remembrance of the previous experience comes up and is accompanied by a heat of emotion. This is the heat that welds the two impressions together, just as fire cooks the curried vegetables. The two experiences have now become one, inseparably blended together in the subconscious, making a third impression, or vasana, totally different from the two impressions that manufactured it. It is unique and complete within itself, driven forward by an emotional force even greater than its two component experiences. It is this subliminal power that makes the subconscious mind an overwhelming hindrance or a tremendous helpmate when used properly. When existing in negative ignorance, it is a deterrent on the path to enlightenment. The solution to eliminating The power of emotion that compels these blended karmas forward is simple. We only have to understand the ingredients, the vegetables, and the spices, and resolve each one separately. Once cognized, even the most complex patterns can be resolved or unraveled through writing down one's inmost feelings and burning the paper in an ordinary fire. This is called the Vasana Daha Tantra. Remember, however, that it is not necessary to remove each and every negative impression one by one. Rather, we seek to strengthen the positive impressions. This in itself is sufficient and will allow unseemly impressions to be naturally resolved. Merging with Shiva, lesson 189, Uncovering the Light of the Soul. As we study the mystical teachings of our religion, we begin to reprogram the subconscious mind and mold it like we mold clay. We become more conscious of our fears. We tell ourselves, there is nothing to be afraid of. There is not one thing to be afraid of. We are able to talk to the subconscious mind in this way. It is called affirmation. I am a fearless being. I am a fearless being. We keep saying to ourselves time and time and time again. In affirming this truth, we begin re-educating or reprogramming the subconscious mind. Finally, we begin to remove the layers upon layers covering the soul. In India, there is a traditional analogy of a lamp whose light is concealed by a screen of colored pieces of cloth. It is said we can uncover the lamp representing the light of the soul by reprogramming the subconscious. First, we take off the black piece of cloth. The dark green one is still there, so little light comes through as yet. And we are faced with the instinctive emotion, our great protective power of being jealous. Both fear and jealousy are protective mechanisms of the mind. We work with our jealous nature as we make other affirmations. I have all that everyone else has. The same power that is within everyone is within me. In this way, we begin reprogramming the subconscious and gain more and more confidence in ourselves. Jealousy is inferiority. We feel we lack that which someone else has. So, we try to cut them down a little bit to our size. Jealousy makes people mean. Finally, we work our awareness through this dark green sheath of jealousy, and we remove that sheath from the lamp of the soul. A little more light now shines through and we begin to feel good about ourselves. I'm not so bad after all. In fact, I'm pretty good. We become more confident and penetrate even deeper while working on the next instinctive quality. And the next, and the next, and the next. Finally, as we take off the last sheath, we find that we are that which we were all the time. We are inwardly free. We have removed awareness from the conscious mind and brought it through the subconscious state into pure superconsciousness. Now, the physical body seems to us but a shell, a place in which we live in order to express ourselves on the surface of the earth. The spiritual body seems to us to be our real body, and we wonder why we didn't realize that before.